I dialed my husband, using the Bluetooth device on our black Audi Crossroad. Pushing harder on the gas pedal, I sped into the glare of the morning sun, past our small Northern California town City of Good Living sign, and onto the US 101 heading south. "Hey," he answered in his stiff work voice. "I need you to pick up the boys from school this afternoon." Our 7 and 11-year-old sons attended the highly coveted Lavender Hills Elementary School in our affluent, tree-lined suburb 20 miles south of San Francisco. "Why?" I could picture his previously chiseled cheeks, puffy from decades of drink and weed, turning red in frustration. "Sky called. My mom had a stroke. I'm driving home right now."
"To San Diego?"
"Yes."
"That's ridiculous. Why didn't you call me first to discuss this?"
I panicked. I knew it would be quicker to throw some clothes in a suitcase and get there.
"I can't pick up the boys today. I've got meetings all afternoon. You should have thought of this."
"I told you my mother had a stroke. Don't you even care how she's doing?"
"Of course I do. I'm also trying to figure out why you jumped in the car and left town when I'm in the middle of a huge project to try and get promoted. When did you leave?"
"I don't know, 10 minutes ago."
"Good, turn around."
"I can't."
"I know you're scared, hun, but it's at least an 8-hour drive, and that's if you don't hit LA traffic. What did Sky say?"
My hands trembled as I fought back tears. "Curtis found her soaking wet and naked on the bathroom floor, slumped over with her arm all messed up and her face twitching. She'd just gotten out of the shower. He called 911.
"And?"
"The paramedics came to the house. They took her to the hospital. She's there now. They're getting her set up or checked in or whatever it is they do. She needs a brain scan. That's all I know. It just happened."
"So she's being taken care of. You can fly down there for a couple of days at the end of the week. Leave Friday night with the boys and maybe pull them out of school on Monday if you want to stay a little longer."
"It's Tuesday." My heart raced. "You want me to wait 3 days and then take both the boys?"
"I'm sure she'll want to see your grandsons."
I couldn't speak.
"Hope?"
He only called me Hope when he was angry. I hated the sound of my name on his lips.
"What? You're a stay-at-home mom. Your sole job is to take care of the kids."
I stared straight ahead, blind to everything. I'd left my beloved job as a journalist 2 years ago to concentrate on our older son. Michael's high-functioning autism prompted me to make it my mission to immerse him in intense behavioral therapy while he was still young enough to mold. Kevin considered the endeavor a huge waste of time.
"Why don't you go find some other make-believe problem to waste your time on and leave our son alone?" he'd recently snapped at me across the family dinner table. Kevin didn't believe Michael's diagnosis or the therapy were real, let alone necessary, and he resented his wealthier co-workers' double incomes. "Can't you go back to work and bring in money like the rest of the wives?" he asked on a regular basis. Our $1.5 million home and vacations abroad, admittedly on a budget, weren't enough.
"My mother could die. I need to see her today, and I'm not turning around."
"You're leaving me in a very bad position. This promotion to marketing director is for all of us, so you can continue to do what you like around the house while I provide. How am I supposed to do that and take care of children?"
A text came through as Kevin continued to talk. I slid my hand over the screen to unlock it. I should have felt guilty, seeing Adrian's name pop up on my phone. Instead, I felt a rush of sweet relief. "Adrian."
"Hey,"
I typed back, trying to focus on the road. "Me."
"Hey."
"Adrian."
"No call?"
"Me."
"Very bad morning. Give me 20.
"Kevin, I'm sorry. I have to concentrate on my driving. My friend Isabel can walk the boys to and from school. I'll call her now and ask her. All you'd need to do is get them ready in the mornings and work from home in the afternoons. Your boss will understand. It's a family emergency. I'll be back by Sunday. You will all be fine."
I ended the call.